T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the program Kelsey Conway, reporter for Atlanta United. Kelsey. Same company, though. AtlantaFalcons.com. Joining us on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, man. So, Kelsey, we look ahead this. You and I were talking about this just a little bit earlier about, you know, the team and where they're kind of at and developing sort of a, you know, a reputation and kind of falling into a kind of a comfort level. You know, the brotherhood was, what, 3 years ago, and now this team has to develop its own identity, right?
Right. Well, I think it's more about the fact that they have the identity. It's just making it a consistent thing every week. They know since Dan Quinn got here, you know, in 2015, he's been very adamant about what he wants in this program. He wants a fast, physical, attacking team, and he wants a team that's really close, full of guys that play for one another. And none of that has changed. Right now for the Falcons, it's just about consistently doing the things that Dan Quinn wants them to do every week and that they've all said, hey, we need to do this.
We're talking to Kelsey Conway, Falcons team reporter on 92.9 The Game. So, Kelsey, you know, Caleb McGarry, he gave us a little scare last week. But is there any hesitation in him going this week, or is he completely fine?
Dan Quinn said he's going to take Caleb through the week. As you guys said, you know, that was incredible, the level of toughness Caleb McGarry showed being able to come back in that game last week. But Dan Quinn said they're going to take Caleb through the week, and he was going to give us a decision regarding Caleb on Friday. But I would say it's probably a good sign that, you know, he was able to come back in. But, you know, Hugh, as you know, with those injuries, you can wake up the next day and not feel so well. So look for a Caleb McGarry update later on this week.
Kelsey Conway joining us. Same story, Kelsey, with Matt Bosher. Just a wait and see.
Yes. They signed punter to the practice squad this week just as a precautionary reasoning, as you know. But Dan Quinn said regarding Caleb and Matt Bosher, we're going to take them through the week. We don't have to make a decision on Bosher until Friday. He said he'd like to have a decision on Bosher by Friday because he wants to know, you know, before they leave for Indianapolis, kind of what direction they'll be going in. So Friday, Dan Quinn usually gives game updates, and I imagine he'll do that with Caleb and Matt Bosher this week.
Talking with Kelsey Conway, reporter for the Atlanta Falcons at AtlantaFalcons.com. About some of the storylines headed to the game against the Indianapolis Colts and the home opener for Indianapolis. One of those storylines is that, you know, we didn't expect this a month ago, but Jacoby Brissett is your starting quarterback, and that means a different way to kind of prepare because, unlike Andrew Luck, Brissett's got better wheels, but he throws the ball in a little bit. And not that he's not effective, he just doesn't throw it quite like Andrew Luck does. So they're going to be run first in this game for Indianapolis.
Yeah, and Jerome Henderson, the Falcons passing game coordinator, spoke to the media yesterday, and he said, you know, Indianapolis is going to try and run the ball on us. They're going to try and keep our offense off the field, and they're going to try and win this game running the ball. And the Colts have been very good in running the ball this season with Marlon Mack. Their first game against the Chargers, they had the most rushing yards of any NFL team. So, you know, and based off of what the Falcons put on film against Minnesota, you know, some teams have identified the run defense as a place where they can attack the Falcons. They had a better outing against the Eagles, but Indianapolis has a very good run offense. And like you said, with Jacoby Brissett, he's very different than Andrew Luck, but Dan Quinn also said they do respect Jacoby's arm. He said he can really sling it from the games that they've watched of him in the preseason and those first two games. So they respect his passing game as well.
We're talking to Kelsey Conway, Falcons team reporter on 92.9 The Game. So, Kelsey, is the matchup going to be Grady Jarrett against Quentin Nelson and determining how much pressure we can get on Jacoby Brissett?
I think so, and I take Grady Jarrett over anyone, you know, lately. And, Hugh, you can attest to this better than I can. Grady Jarrett seems like he's playing on another level this year, and Quentin Nelson is one of the top guards in the league. But I'd still take Grady over Quentin Nelson any day.
We're talking with Kelsey Conway. Hey, Kelsey, let's just step back for a second and take a look at the NFC South here. Mm-hmm. We come off the Minnesota game, and as you probably heard here on our show and this station, I'm sure you guys heard it on AtlantaFalcons.com from the fans, you know, everybody was, you know, griping and saying, oh, my God, the season's going to be terrible and everything, and how things change in the space of a week, and Hugh preaches this all the time to be patient. Now suddenly, you know, we're asking fans, are the Falcons the favorites in the division? If for no other reason that they come off that huge win, we see the potential of this team, what we always thought was going to be the potential of this team. And at the same time, you've got Drew Brees out for at least 6 weeks down in New Orleans. And you've got Cam Newton, who's now obviously got a small injury, but has not played well and been effective. And he's being replaced at the moment in Carolina. Is there a sense among the team of the same thing about how things change in a week?
Well, it's definitely been a storyline all week. You know, both Dan Quinn and Matt Ryan have been asked about it. And as Dan Quinn has said, what they focus on first is taking care of business in the division. That's their goal and that's their plan every year. But the interesting thing about this year is that those division games don't even start until after the Falcons' bye week. So it's good in the sense that, you know, the Falcons will be healthy. They'll hopefully by then, you know, the offense and defense will be humming on all the levels. But they can't overlook these games because, as you guys have seen the past 2 years, the Falcons haven't taken care of business outside of the division, and it's come back to hurt them at the end of the season when they're trying to get in the postseason. You know, those games against the AFC South and the AFC North in the past, those games have, although they're not division games, those games have come back to hurt them in the end because those are wins that they could have had that could have made up for, you know, some potential losses in the division.
Kelsey Conway, you can find her at Falcons Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y, on Twitter, covering the Atlanta Falcons for us and taking a couple of minutes. We appreciate it, Kelsey. I'll look forward to seeing you this afternoon as we get ready for practice in the Indianapolis Colts game on Sunday.
Have a good week, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.